Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Well, TMC family, we're going to get ready to have a word of prayer, and each and every one of you continue to wait upon the Lord that he may renew your strength, and we all are his eagles, and we're going to run and not faint. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just love you. We adore you. We extol you. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. We love you so much, Lord God, and we need you. We know we can't make this journey without you, but with you, all things are possible in our lives. Father God, this is the day that you made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you for the founders of this call. Thank you for the DS De Leon family, Lord, that brought us all together, Lord God, connected us with the love of God. Hallelujah. Some of us met face to face. Some of us haven't, Lord God, but we have connected in the spirit, and we thank you for connecting us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, hallelujah, each and every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for each and every person. Lord God, have thine own way today. And Lord God, where we fall short, help us to come up that we may be all that you have chosen us to be. And we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor. And we will forever give you the praise. Thank you, Father God, for each and every person that will be at the conference, Lord, where we all will become one, united as one. It's good for the brethren to dwell in unity. We love us in Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. We send you kisses and hugs. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Minister Wanda, I am here. Are you able to hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sweet sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call with that Jesus joy this morning as we wait upon the Lord on this Wednesday. Thank you for that tag and for opening us up with that anointed and powerful prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We want to say thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call, where you have dialed in so that your life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We have been moving forward every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, and we thank God every day for our co-founders here on the Master's Call. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our Dr. Super Fantastic. If it was not for their yes, we would not have this call and this opportunity to dine here together on the Master's Call. We stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single morning we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports and your testimonies. Now, there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the week, and you want us to be in agreement with you. Maybe you have a question, or maybe God has just put something in your spirit and you need to communicate with someone. Then we invite you to go to our website first, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of the information regarding this call on that website. Also, we have an email address that you can send an email to, and that's info, so I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And you will see, you will receive a reply or response message from either our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and so we invite you to join us there on the new Morning Motivational Call with the phenomenal Flanagans, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. I want you to write save the date on your calendar, on your notebook, on your tablet, put it in your phone. But we want to see you in Las Vegas, Nevada on September the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th for the Artist Life United Fellowship get-together, spectacular event, whatever you want to call it. You want to make sure that you are in the house. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, again, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Okay, I'm going to come back with announcements at the end of this call. I want to make sure you have your Bibles, your pens, and your papers, your tablets, whatever you need, and that your ears are open to hear what the Lord is getting ready to say to you. Our speaker for this morning, she has been so diligently here on the Master's Call as well as Artist Life. I love her spirit. She is definitely a go-getter. She is a woman who is moving through the kingdom of God out there on the East Coast. And who am I talking about this morning? Minister Cynthia Cox. Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District AD Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia was elected as the 79th AD Female District Leader and has held her position for the past 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as DC-37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NACCP Bronx branch member and New York chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social service and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel music at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur for Artist Life. The Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizen Police. Honorable Cynthia Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, relentlessness, and her work as her entrepreneur ministries continue to change lives all around the world. And so as you can see, definitely, this woman is a woman to be reckoned with, and she is powerful, anointed, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the caring, the youthful, the noble, the talented, the honest, the intelligent, and the anointed, Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I will pay you later. Thank you so much for that. Good morning, and happy Wednesday to the TMC family. I am so grateful this morning to be honored and so grateful to be on this call this morning. And I can't thank the founders of this call enough. They are, I praise them because I had no idea I would be in this position today. But God already knew me. So I'm just thankful. And I want to thank Nurse Wanda because Nurse Wanda was for that tag today. Oh, my God, wait on the Lord. Nurse Wanda, you was totally excited this morning. We love that because I am also. And thank you for seeking and greeting. And also thank the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Lord, I can't thank these ladies enough for their vision for the last 6+ years. And also thank each and every one that took the time out to come on this call this morning, because you have to have breakfast with God in the morning. That's what I said. I don't do that before. I have to be on my knees praising God because He has brought us a long ways, and I thank God for that. But I won't be before you long. I just want to say come back to you this morning and say God has gave us a recipe for success. Amen. He has given us a recipe for success. But are we ready for it? Are we ready for the success? We just want to thank you this morning. Let us pray. Precious and grateful God, my Heavenly Father, thank you for leaving us in a life that we want and what we want to do. Thank you. Please give us the obedience to form your time, your making. You brought us here to leave us, but to give us a good life. Lord, you've given us something in front of us that we must understand. We can't deny our life has given us life. I thank God for a good report from the doctor yesterday. I can't do this. Smile. All I can say is, God, these products that ours has given us, we must take them and share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, this morning I say God has the recipe for our success, and I just want to say this. Thank God. That's all you have to do is thank Him for waking you up this morning, praising His name. I'm going to be coming out of Psalms 34, 1 and 3 and 22 out of the NKJV Bible, because every Bible has a different philosophy or whatever they say about this same song, but they have a different philosophy. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall boast, Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, amen. Magnify the Lord with me this morning, everyone. Verse 22 says, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. And go back, I read another one. Like I said, everyone has a different one. They say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall pure, therefore be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name. So I'm just going to come to you a few minutes. And we have to praise the Lord every day because God wakes us up and start us on our way. And we can't do nothing but say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let me just, success is something that everyone talks about. Amen? It is the goal of every man and woman, boy, girl, and virtually every area of our lives. Nobody dreams of being a failure. No one. Everyone wants to succeed in their life. But what is success? It is the act of the accumulation of things that tends to be most common definition of success. But I doubt the most accurate. This is songs that tell the story. David, who written, he was a run for his life. He was running for his life, which he hid in the cave. In songs of success, I am to begin example of former, then complete, then this would say. What we said, praise the Lord is all time. God has done great things for David. Therefore, he declared that he will be blessed in his name. What I want to say here is that we thank God every morning that we wake up, and we just, I can't have nothing go before him. I like I said, we're on our knees, and we have to praise him. But sometimes people say, oh, I said, in the morning, before I start my day, I give God the praise. I can't do the praise his name every day. Lord has brought me up. So far, I'm coming out of North Carolina with two bags of clothes that I just said. Every time I look at myself and I said, thank you, Jesus, Because the gifts is inside, so like they say, you don't believe the gifts inside. God give us the gifts. Let's make sure that we out there pray. This is how I begin the day. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given this day to use as I will. I can waste it or I can use it for good. What I do today is important because I can change my day for my life. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something I have traded for it. I want to be gained, not lost. Good, not evil. Success, the word success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I pay. Just one life till soon. What you do for Christ will last. That's what I'm saying. What we do for Christ will last, because this is why we are so excited about our honest life. The founders, this is a Christian-based company, and we all have to understand what God has put in front of us. Are we serious about what? Are we thanking God for what we have? Put together a walking team now, and I thank God for the ladies because they're, you know, we're coming together and they're putting smiles on people's face. And I said, praise God. You see, you know, back once upon a time, and I was doing some events, and one of the guys says, he said, you have a gift, but I didn't tap into it. I didn't understand. But I praise God. See, it might not come then, but God, everything is in the time. Everything is in time, and it's everything in your life. So when we understand what we have with artists and what they have shared with us, we understand that we must do. Like I was saying, Minister Wanda was saying, I put my family on a call because right now they need God. They need him. They need him. We all do. But sometimes crisis comes that sometimes we're busy, but we got to get unbusy because God is watching us. And sometimes he makes you stop. I always say stop and listen to him. Listen to what he's saying, what he's doing for us. In the Webster Dictionary, saying that success is a degree of measuring or succeeding, favor, termination, or venture. The obtain of wealth, favor, and one succeed. However, the very beginning of songs and David shared that the victory shout before the details of the step. I will bless the Lord at all time. I praise is continuous in my mouth. This is much of the grant of love, state of that, the wealth of favor. Let me cut to the chase and the basic ingredients that David Pinnock says, bless the Lord at all times. And then when I read from the other Bible, it says, praise the Lord at all times. God give us great things, and David, therefore we declare. We declare God is our everything. He brought us here. He didn't bring us to leave us. But we got to understand what we're saying. He blessed his name, Lord. Lord, God has given us a life of not fear, but a blessing. We have to understand a blessing. It's usually described as we worship God. We do it every morning, every day. If you thank God every day. And another thing I do, I said, God is ordered to bless me indeed. That is a good saying to say every morning, too, behind praising God for everything. So let me just go back there. Keeping his praises in your life. Then the other one says, praising him at all times. Although David has just began to deliver, he promised to bless the Lord every circumstance of his life, the bad time, the good time, and all times. As we translate this season, it refers to the appointed time. So every season of our life is positive or is negative, joy or pain, happiness or sad. But David was determined to worship the Lord and praise his name. Then I go back to see. Don't be ashamed of your relationship with Christ. No, no, no. We cannot be ashamed. Some sister asked me the other day, she said, you're a Christian. Yes. And I thank God for that. I'm proud. I'm proud to be a Christian. So some people don't talk about what God has done for them because he does things with everyone. But do we boast about it? Do we boast about it? I thank God. Then we say, boast him before the affliction of the shamefulness. They was condemned that his praises would encourage humbleness. you humble yourself. Those who are spiritually bought, loneliness and suffering of oppression. The sick, the men and women gather at the cave to see where that the depression is discovered that because of adversity and circumstance, they're alive. David determined to lift their spirits by boasting about the Lord and the power of faithfulness. I'm going to boast. I'm just so happy. Tears are not just for women. Men cry too. We all cry. Fear of God. I'm not fearful of God. I thank God. Sometimes we're in a fearful situation here. Sometimes in New York, you can be a little frightened, but somehow I have that boldness. I don't get fear. I just say, like, they show me something I ain't seen before, then I may run. But other than that, I thank God because the Holy Spirit is all over me. And they say, you just go with the people. I said, you know, and sometimes let me just say, in my world, in politics, I don't always, you know how Jesus is with people. I was on the line when the police officer got shot, and I just got in the line with the people. I just wanted to hear what they're saying. And so one lady identified me. I was like, OMG. So I said, she said, you are a congressman, a political person, she says. But then she said, you should be in the line at the front. I said, no, it's okay. I just want to hang out with you guys, you know, that kind of thing. But see, I don't really boast about it because I already know who I am, whose I am. So it's okay. You can be with the people. You can hang out with the people. So, you know, and not in a dangerous situation, but that was a situation that we all need to be in. Everybody needed each other. That was so powerful. Once you put these basic ingredients in your life, you can take a little sample. Oh, taste. See the Lord is good. Stick to your spoon and get a quicker taste. You find that you have never tasted anything as good as goodness as God, as of God. Stir up with that ingredient. Get all that your life. It is a blessing to make you a blessing to others. I was just a blessing to them that day. And then what they started to tell everybody. And I was like, oh, God. But, you know, I still didn't get fearful. I just smiled and just say, yeah, you know, nod your head and smile. But I hung out with them still there. Because I wasn't better than him. I was just a person that I did a little bit more. You know, a little bit more. It's just like what we're doing. I just got to do a little bit more. In order to hit our ranks in the end of the month, we got to do a little bit more. We got to do it now. We can't wait to the end of the month. I love Anastasia Lewis, President Anastasia. She says, we got to keep moving. We got to keep doing it. We can't wait until to the end. And then it gets you all exhausted when you're trying to do it at the last minute. Then people change their mind. You don't know they change. But I'm successful. There are something in Greece that can kneel and succeed in formula. Let me just say, you will find when you seek him with your heart to fear, honor, obey, and worship him. He said through fear, through his circumstance, the Lord has made a radiant and his soul is campaigning simply. In spite of the circumstances, David declared that he would bless the Lord at all times. His praise continues to be in his mouth. And the circumstances are determined to succeed. I'm determined to succeed and moving forward in our artist's life. I'm determined to get out to go to Las Vegas. Are you? The last time we had to understand that God is good, he's good all the time. I'd love to say that because that is a true factor. If you know him, you'll be praising his name. You praise him all the time, not sometime, all the time. I bless the Lord at all times. I praise him. I should continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall be boasted in the Lord, and humbling him shall be therefore be glad. God has brought us a long ways. And let me just say to each and every one today, go out and share something with someone today. And in closing, thank God. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Back to you, Vanessa Kiffin.
Amen. 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 We give you praise and God, and we thank you, Minister Cynthia, for giving us that message on success. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction
for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We, Lord, enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your court with praise. And we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Father, we thank you that as we wait upon you, Lord, that you are renewing our strength. Our strength is renewed because of you, God. Our strength is renewed to do all things, and we thank you. We thank you that our wings have expanded and we are soaring as eagles, God. And we thank you that you give us perseverance to do every single thing that we need, God. We are not weary. We are strong and we are more than conquerors. We thank you that we have victory and we win in every situation in our lives, Father. I pray right now and I thank you for each and every person who has dialed into this, the Master's Call. And I pray that your divine will be done in their lives, Father. I pray that you are making every crooked pathway straight in their lives. I pray and I decree and declare that they will realize that every single thing that they need is already provided for, Father. And I thank you because you are a good, good Father. I thank you that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. I pray right now for Minister Cynthia, and I pray, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart. I pray that her cup will flow over until she could spread it all around the world with everyone, Father, that it will be unlimited, that it just flows continually, Father. I pray that you would continue to provide her the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge that she needs to accomplish those things in her life, Father. And I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Isaiah, you said that by your stripes, God, we are healed. So we are not waiting to be healed. We already walk in your healing anointing. We already walk in deliverance. We already walk in the fulfillment of your promise, God. So we stand on your promises and stand on your word to know that every single thing is working out for our good. And it is done in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous name of Jesus. And I decree it and declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, so I thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call, we'll be headed over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Please join us there. Remember, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we will be in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Artist Life United Extravaganza and Conference Leadership Conference. So please, please, please make sure that you are there. We want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. Please share this call on your social media sites. If you're on Facebook, go to my page. I post that the information on the Master's Call. Please share it with your friends and with your families and your followers on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We also want to thank Minister Wanda for seating us and greeting us on this Wait Upon the Lord Wednesday for that tag and for the prayer this morning. Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for that profound message on success. And it has been a pleasure to serve each one of you this morning. Remember, you are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And go out there and make every step count and make your day great. Minister Cynthia, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I appreciate you. Let me just say, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit you righteous to be moved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless. Have a great day, everyone.